Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, Dr. Kermit Baker. Kermit, good to have you with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Great to be here again.
Yeah, I was noticing as I was pulling up some background information, and I didn't realize, I knew you were an economist with Harvard and had a degree there, but you also have a Ph.D. from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. In the
that little institution right down the street here, yes.
Yeah. So I stand in awe. Congratulations on your great education. You always do great interviews with us. You have your finger on the pulse of the things that affect housing and the things that affect the architectural sector of the business. Let's start talking about the commercial side. You just released the Architectural Billings Index, and it was down, right?
It was down. We now have, unfortunately, Kemp, four straight months of declines in our Architecture Billings Index. A decline in our index points to a falling revenue at architecture firms. Falling revenue at architecture firms points to less design activity, which will mean less construction activity down the road, 9 to 12 months down the road. So we're not headed in a good direction now. I'm hoping we can turn it around, but it has been 4 months, and each month just a little bit worse than the prior one. So it's been a pretty significant dip we've seen over the past 4 months this year.
Mm-hmm. We're still seeing some fairly healthy business on the remodel side in the commercial sector, and we're seeing that a lot of these publicly traded corporations, their profits are doing pretty well. So when you start talking about a Billings Index and then how long it takes to get a project built and then how long before they start buying flooring, which is what our audience is tuned into, you know, this index might be almost a 2-year indicator, at least a 6-month indicator. Huh?
Well, obviously there is different points in the cycle that we're pointing to, and I talked about a 4-month decline in our index. You know, prior to that, we had seen really 2 quarters of pretty healthy growth. Fourth quarter 2010, pretty healthy rebound. First quarter 2011 held its own pretty well, and so you know some of that strength is going to show up as it works its way through the pipeline in different sectors. As I say, though, that ultimately, you know, unfortunately, right now we're in another decline on the design side, which will push through some negative numbers, you know, through the system into construction and interiors 9 to 12 months down the road from this, though.
Okay, and when you released this, you said it was the steepest decline since February of 2010. As we look through this whole cycle, this downward cycle that's been 3.5-4 years, and it's 45.1 with this one, what did it bottom out at in say, 2009?
During the heart of the downturn back in 08 and 09, Kemp, we were seeing numbers consistently in the mid-30s, so we're well above that. You know, this is a measure, just to you know remind your listeners that this is a measure that's centered around 50. A 50 score indicates that design activity is flat across the country, and then you know as you move down from there, we're seeing you know in the upper 40s modest declines, in the mid 40s where we are now, more significant, but certainly nothing compared to where we were when the financial markets were collapsing, where the numbers were consistently sort of 10 points below this. So this is a modest slowdown. But it's a modest slowdown at a time where we thought and hoped we would be seeing a modest recovery. So it's not really moving in the right direction, and certainly like to see this reverse itself in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else you track that's, I guess, more in detail, I think you also track, this is a Billings Index that we've been talking about, but you also track, I guess, new projects or something like that. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're trying to find out exactly how we can get some insight as to where architecture firm Billings might be going, and we have in the past, I think I've talked a little bit about inquiries for new work. You know, when architecture firms are sort of getting some signals from new clients or past clients at work, you know, project activity might be showing up down the road. That turned out to be a rather imprecise measure, and so we're starting to develop a new one now, and we're just starting to collect information. So it will be certainly a year or two before we can release this in any more, you know, comprehensive way. But we're looking at signed design contracts at architecture firms. So, you know, a client comes in and says, "We'd like you to start working on a project for us, you know, designing an office building or a retail facility or whatever, and here's the parameters of that, and the firm and the client generally at that point sign a contract with sort of the stipulations in place, and that should certainly imply workload increases. An increase in these design contracts should imply a workload increase for the coming 6 to 9 months for that architecture firm. So we feel that will give us a much better sense as to what these billings and the trends in billings are going to look like down the road. So even an early warning signal as to where business activities are headed.
A leading indicator, I see. Okay. All right, let's talk another role you play, and while I've got you, we talk probably about once a month, but you also are a key economist with the Joint Center for Housing Studies, and we've talked about that in the past. We do know that housing right now is probably most affordable than it's been in a long time. We also know interest rates are at a rate that probably hadn't seen anything better than this in quite some time. So any chance that we'll see any activity in the residential housing market?
Well, as you suggested, Kemp, the fundamentals are pretty solid. We've got prices that are really back to levels they were at before the boom. We've got mortgage rates that, I think pretty safe to say at or near the lowest folks are going to, can expect to see in their lifetime. So a great time to lock into these rates. There's just, this is being offset by a lot of nervousness out there in terms of where's the economy going and where are housing prices going, and is this the right time to move in? I mean, we think there's a lot of pent-up demand out there, but the question is, when is that going to be released? When are households going to decide that now is the time to move in, or quite frankly that they can move in? If you're unemployed, it's not a time to buy a home. And right. So we need to straighten out a really more of a sense, I think, of confidence that the economy is moving in the right direction and house prices are moving in the right direction. And I think if we had a broader sense that was the situation, I think we could see a pretty significant snapback in residential construction activity. I think we won't. I mean, having said that, I think that the sense that our economy is creating jobs at a healthy pace, the sense is that housing prices have bottomed and heading back up, is probably several quarters away. But when those floodgates do open, I think we're going to see a pretty strong rebound in market activity.
Yeah, I was talking to Robert Fry, who is an economist with DuPont, and I was asking what he thought about Bernanke's announcement that he was going to hold interest rates until 2013, and he had an opinion. He said he thought that was pretty dumb because, what's the sense of urgency? If you're sitting around and you're waiting for, the housing prices to bottom out and also try to time that right with interest rates, you've got at least 2 years on these interest rates, right?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. I think there is no sense of urgency now. If you're a young household and want to go out to thinking about buying a home and think about should I do it now or should I wait a few months, I think you're exactly right. There is no sense that mortgage rates are going to head up again. There is no sense that house prices are going to turn around quickly. And in fact, both of those may be modestly better 3 to 6 months from now. But it gives you some time to see where the economy's headed, where house prices are headed. So it's kind of a free bet for a lot of these home buyers to, sit and twiddle their thumbs and wait to see how things sort out. And unfortunately, that's just delaying the eventual recovery in the housing market.
It still makes more sense to own than to rent, though, right?
I think absolutely. And I think that the survey work that's been done recently indicates that American households feel that way, too. I mean, a lot of households have been burnt with this housing downturn, but I think the desire to own a home in the sense that owning a home is a great financial decision has fundamentally not changed. So I think these households are going to come back into the owner market eventually, but it's the eventually that's causing some concern right now.
Okay, great, Kermit. Well, I appreciate the update, and good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Kermit Baker, an economist with the American Institute of Architecture and also with Harvard, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.